All right, so here we go. We're talking about the fact that in this life, we're going to meet with some hard times, tough times, and for various reasons, and caused by various people. But the writer's encouraging us to persevere. We can endure, just don't expect to endure in our own strength. Go confidently before the throne of grace. Ask for mercy. Ask for grace to help us in our time of need. And we can be confident that in our time of temptation, when we are being tempted to sin, when we are being tempted to enter into a dark walk that will certainly displease the Creator, the Lord God Almighty, and we don't want to do it. We truly don't want to do it. God can help us. And even when we do want to do it, we want to be a part of it, but our conscience is bothering us because we know it's wrong. Oh, but it seems like it would be so much fun to join in this wickedness and maybe get something out of it. Maybe get some opportunities to speak, some opportunities that I ordinarily would not have gotten if I hadn't joined. Oh, man, I get to have fun participating in this wickedness, in this sickness, in this wickedness, and I get some other benefits too. But then God is speaking to our consciences. The Almighty God, Holy God, Righteous God is speaking to our consciences, letting us know, I don't want you to do this. And so now, here we are, being pulled by wickedness, even wickedness coming through, coming from those who are supposed to be spiritual giants. And we want to be approved of by them. We want whatever additional opportunities we can get by complying with their wishes. Plus, it seems like it would just be fun to participate in this kind of stuff. Let's go confidently before the throne of grace when God starts bothering our consciences by letting us know this is wrong and I don't want you to do it, even though you want to participate. Back to Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, where we started. This whole conversation. The fact that we are not gods, as some preach and teach. But there's no need for us to be upset about that, because if we will be humble before the Lord our God and take pleasure, take joy in what he says we are, and be fulfilled being who and what he says we are, we don't have to worry about the fact that we're not gods. We can be fulfilled being a kingdom and being priests. Grace and peace to you, part of verse 4, from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. He's the ruler of the rulers, the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who, by the way, I just want to say again, those of you who are in positions of authority and power, and you have great wealth, you have great influence, I truly want to encourage you, forgive me, forgive anyone who has done something, said something that was truly wrong against you. Forgive, forgive. And especially turn to the Creator regarding your own sins, your own wrongdoing. Look at him differently. Look at your eternity differently so that you can look at your present differently. I want to encourage you to get to know the one who is the king of all the rulers of the earth. He is the ruler of all who have power, influence, wealth on this earth. He is the King of Kings. I want to encourage you, get to know him intimately. Develop a beautiful relationship with him. That way your eternity will be a good eternity, even better than your present has been, than your life has been up to this point. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Notice what one of the commentators says about this. Christ's death and resurrection established a twofold office, not only for himself, but also for believers. Their identification with his resurrection and kingship means that they too are considered to be resurrected and exercising rule with him as a result of his exaltation. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth so that he made them a kingdom. More about this next week.